just experience. This I love you. And this I love and make you welcome back first. And in that this I love you, now go live at first. As I love you from you to come straight to you. If can we miss a lover, man, if can we miss a lover. Miss a lover, man, if can we miss a lover. I quite tell you when the time I miss a lover man. It's when me love the girls I'm depending on. Caroline said be like no one under man. The time I miss a lover man. The time I miss a lover.
Amazing, yeah. Shabba Ranks, Mr. Lover Man, more reggae coming up for a bit later. Some Northern Soul as well lined up for you. Right.
Shabba, shabba, shabba.
I bumped into three ladies that came to Clacton on Sea last week
shabba, shabba,
shabba. On an educational tour. That sort of thing. I
shabba, shabba.
Oi, don't interrupt me when I'm talking. Right, so I bumped into three ladies that came here from Germany to England, had a tour around London, Clacton and everywhere else and what have you. They didn't... Did they go to Harry Potter World? Oh, I'm not too sure. Right, anyway, but let's just say hi to Ziva, Leah and Julia from Germany, who I bumped into and escorted to their coach and everything last week. And it's been an absolute pleasure to have met up with you ladies. Here's a nice track, especially for you. It's Calvin Harris and the Rag and Bone Man and Lovers in a Past Life, Harry Potter. Here we are, girls.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime for lightning to strike me. The signals, hoping that you'll find me. I don't need the details, you don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me, we were lovers in a past life. Slow dancing in the midnight glow. I wanna hold you for a lifetime.
Calvin Harris, Rag and Bone Man, and Lovers in a Past Life. What a great tune that is. And, of course, that went out to Ziva and Leah and Julia, who had the pleasure of meeting up with you. And I'm sure Marilyn will be saying hello to you as well. But here's another track for you, which is Sydney Youngblood. Yep, it is. Let's just find it. Right, it's Superman Lover and Sydney Youngblood. Hopefully, girls, you'll enjoy this. This one goes out to everybody listening tonight. And if you want to get in touch, it's radio@phoenixfm.com or message me on Messenger on Facebook or, obviously, on WhatsApp. Okay, here we go. This is fantastic. Sydney Youngblood. Yes. If only I could with Superman Lovers. In the mix, 5 minutes of mixing it up.
One day, all presenters will sound like this. Nigel on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, Nigel, what's occurring?
Phoenix FM.
Believe me, believe me.
There we are then. Supermen Lovers versus Sydney Youngblood there for you. Well, as promised, I've got two tracks coming up for you. One of them is Space Cowboy by Jamiroquai, remixed by my very good friend Michael Gray. But we've also got his brand new single, which is absolutely amazing. It's called Fly Away. It features the lovely Kimberly Brown and also the fantastic Sultra gospel singers. And many, many thanks, as Michael says, to Stevie Wonder for allowing this to happen and to use the links that Michael uses. This is absolutely amazing. You'll enjoy this 100%. Michael Gray remix, brand new single, exclusive right here on Phoenix 98 FM with Nige. Yeah, enjoy. 13 minutes past 7 o'clock right now, or 13 minutes past 8 in Germany. Hello, girls. You heard this one, didn't you? Yes. Enjoy. Aziva, Leah and Julia, it's for you.
Until the day is night and night becomes a day. Sunday evenings are always better on Phoenix FM, taking you to the bridge.
There we are then. Fantastic, isn't it? So that is Fly Away. That is original track, of course, by Stevie Wonder. That is Kimberly Brown and the Gospel Singers, the Sultra Gospel Singers, and Michael Gray on the mix. Michael Gray, if you don't know, he's the one that did the song The Weeknd and many other songs, including remixes for George Michael and so many other people. Right, now then, here's a song. Yep. Let's all chant Michael Zager Band. Woo, woo. Gregory Isaacs on the way. He's got his night nurse ready.
Hey!
Ah, myself and Mikey. Mikey's in the studio. Yeah. Good, mate. All right, I'll talk to you in a minute, mate. Yeah, he's a lovely man. Anyway, so I've got to say that. Right, so we've got Gregory Isaacs coming up. And also the brand new remix from Michael Gray, which I'm going to play for you now, which is actually done by Jamiroquai. Jamiroquai, of course, the main man, of course, lives in Colchester. So he's an Essex boy. This is Space Kyle Boy, remixed by Michael Gray. This is absolutely essential, and you can find it out there on Michael Gray Official or on all good music ports as well. So here we are. Ready?
1, 2, 3.
And at the beginning of this, he goes, "Here, old dude." Especially from Michael, yeah. So this is Michael Gray remix, mastering. Loving it. So if you like your Jamiroquai, you'll love this. And then Gregory Isaacs is on the way, and Robert Knight. Love on the Mountaintop. A message for Dave. No earworm this week. Got one special for next week. Now we're going to be talking about Cobb and Tea Cake in a moment. Well, we might even get Mikey involved in this one. Yep, because you see, Yorkshire is only good for its tea. Anything else, ain't got a chance. So the city of York, every other shop is a tea shop, if I remember rightly. So we'll get on to that in a few minutes' time.
Nigel, the Soul Father, with the best 70s and 80s soul and funk on the radio.
And with a sunshine smile upon my friends are close at hand. And now my head of visions can't disappear without a chance. I'm glad I found, oh yeah, somebody who I can rely on. This is the return of the space cowboy. It's a planned out temporary, get that zone. Stay at the speed of Chiba. Oh, you and I gone deeper. Maybe I'll never forget how to get by. Everything is good. Now this is the return of the space cowboy.
Isn't that amazing? Michael Gray in the remix. Space Cowboy, Jamiroquai. Thank you, Mike. You're a top man. And also thank you for Fly Away as well. And we'll get many, many more from Mike as we go on and on and on. Right, we've got Mike here in the studio. Which one are we using, Mikey?
I'll use number two.
Number two. There we are. Yeah.
Lovely.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all good, mate.
That we're talking about.
Yes.
You got the gist of this. In Scarborough, Yorkshire, they call a roll a tea cake.
Just a normal bread roll?
Yeah. A tea cake, right?
Yeah, okay.
Down here, we have tea cakes.
Yes.
They have currants in and everything else. And, you know, my mum always goes out when she's having a tea and a coffee, you know.
Yeah.
She has a tea cake.
Yeah, I love a tea cake.
Yeah.
Toasted tea cake.
Toasted, absolutely nice. Lots of butter.
Yeah, right? Loads of butter, yeah.
So, up there, they call it a cob as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought a cob was like a crusty finger roll.
Right.
You know, you get that. I've always thought that was a cob.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
That's long before they done baguettes.
Yes, yeah.
Right,
so... But a baguette is a longer one.
A bigger one, yeah. That's where you get a foot-long sausage.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they are strange up there in Yorkshire.
I went with a mate of mine who was a comedian. He'd done a gig in a working man's club up north, so I went with him just to sit and watch him. And they broke halfway through the night for pie and peas.
That's him, yes.
So I went,
pie and peas, what's that all about?
Pie and peas, we got no potato, no, just pie and peas. I couldn't understand it. And I was, and they had this little hatch in this working man's club. All of a sudden, everything stopped, all the lights come up, and there was no singers or performers, and my mate was on after the pie and peas. And everyone just queued up at this little hatch, and I was amazed. I'm going, it's like a different world.
Yeah,
it's not better or worse. It's just the way they are. But I was just thinking, oh, this is new.
Yeah. See, now Dave came to London with me, and we went to a function, and we went into a pie and mash place in East London.
Yeah.
I had some of my friends there as well. You know the ones.
Yeah, I know the ones. I know.
And so we went in there, and they were there as well, and the pie and gravy. Well, one of them said, well, that's not right. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
From liquor, see?
Okay.
Yeah, we had pie, mash, liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, pie, gravy and mash.
Right.
Wrong, isn't it?
It is wrong. Yeah. I don't, but it seems wrong to us because we've not been brought up that way. But when you go up north, I mean, pie and mash, I know people that pie and mash, look at it, go, what? Green gravy? What's that? Because they're not around from an East End sort of background.
Cockles and peas is another one.
Cockles and peas, I've not come across that one, but that does seem a bit strange. It does seem a bit strange.
Cockles and peas. Where's that come from?
Yeah, I don't know.
See, we have cockles in a jar. You got yesterday we had some seafood stuff.
I love seafood.
We've got a place called Nemo's down our way.
Yeah.
And you go along there, you can buy it. You can buy a platter like that, which we did yesterday for the, I talked about it, for the Grand National.
Yeah.
Platter of cockles.
Lovely.
Prawns.
Oh.
Yeah. And then
loads of vinegar.
Crab sticks and... Loads of vinegar.
Loads of vinegar.
A bit of lemon on it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, yeah. We had all that. Cockles and peas.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand that. It's just... It's like when you go back to the 80s and you went into a restaurant and you said, do you want a surf and turf? What's that? What? What are you talking about, you lunatic? Go on, it goes well with a prawn cocktail. What are you talking about? I'll have a rum bar.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I still don't know.
With the Grand National. Do you want to surf on my turf?
I still don't know what a rum bar bar is.
No, exactly, because that's because we're legends. But no, how funny is all this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very strange world up there.
It's a strange world everywhere.
Hang on a minute, he's typing again. But this is how they operate up there.
Yeah.
Cockles and peas and all that. And what we've got here?
He sent you another one, has he?
Bread and mucky fat. We know what that is. Dripping, I would imagine.
Bread and dripping?
Yeah.
Back in the day. 70s.
Yes.
Bread and dripping. It had to be beef dripping, though.
Beef dripping only.
Yeah. But now you look at that. Spreading.
I know.
It's almost 99%
pure cholesterol, isn't it? All over your bit of bread and go, here, I'll get that down your neck.
But obviously it done good to people because that's what they used to do. My gran and, you know, my grandparents used to do it. My mum used to do it in the early days.
Yeah, totally. Everyone was. It was.
If you don't eat your dinner, you'll go on to bread and dripping.
Do you know what I done on a previous station I worked on? This was a station called SGR Colchester.
Yeah.
And I went and done, because when you go up there, it's borderline. They haven't, they call it eating offal. What's it? Stuffed hearts.
Right.
I was brought up with stuffed hearts and liver and kidney and all the rest of it. And up there, the people that I was working with were going, what are you talking about? You're eating the innards of an animal.
Yeah.
And I went, yeah, but it's lovely. I used to love bacon, liver and bacon.
Yeah.
With some gravy. Oh, I used to love it.
Lovely. Yeah, mash. Liver, bacon and mash.
Yeah.
Superb, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And also stuffed. So I made some stuffed hearts.
Yeah.
The only thing that is a bit iffy, when you make them, you've got to start taking all the veins out.
All the
arteries.
I did that on my training. That's horrible. Yeah.
Mm. But all of them, but they were like gobsmacked. What, hearts. An animal.
Yep.
Yeah. An animal. And they go, oh, what, an animal's heart? I'm going, yeah. It's you stuff it with sage and onion or whatever.
I mean, black pudding's another one.
Yeah, I can't get into black pudding.
No. Black pudding I quite like. When we went to Scotland recently, we had haggis. Interesting concept, haggis.
Haggis. I loved haggis. I went to a, because I used to be a Freemason, and I went to the Masonic Hall in Shenfield.
Right.
And because I was invited to be somebody's guest there,
yeah,
and they had a lot of Scottish people, Scottish Freemasons come down, so they served haggis. Oh, I loved it!
Yeah.
First time I've ever tasted it.
Interesting,
I loved it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So that was quite nice. But good old Yorkshire pudding. Now, this is interesting.
I've just had a couple of Yorkshire puddings.
This is interesting because they have Yorkshire pudding,
yeah,
for breakfast.
Do they?
Yeah.
With jam or something, or is it?
I'm not quite shocked. Dave, tell me what you do with the Yorkshire pudding for breakfast, because that does me.
Is it like a pancake thing? Because you can have those for breakfast, can't you, with some syrup?
Dave, let us know what we've got with Yorkshire pudding for breakfast. Yeah. So we took them to Toby and all that. They loved all the Yorkshire puddings there and all that sort of stuff, you know. We all like Yorkshire puddings, don't we? That is something.
Yeah.
So here we go, he's typing now. So it's a different world up there. Because there's gnats, trees, light, fork, see?
Yeah. Saw what you did there, saw what you did.
Good old, right, I don't know. Right, he's typing. So anyway, so that's that. So what we'll do is we'll come back in a minute. I'm going to play you, because I think they need this up in Scarborough. It's Gregory Isaacson, Night Nurse. I think you need one up there, you lot, yeah?
Yeah, a bit Night Nurse.
Try your best just to make it quick. Pour my tin to the sink. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Night nurse. Only you alone can quench the setters. My night nurse. Oh gosh. Oh, the pain is getting worse. See no doubt. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. Night nurse.
only you alone can quench this your thirst. My nightmares, oh, the pain is getting worse. I'm hurt by love. See no doubt. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. But there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. Tears. My nightmares, all the pain is getting worse. I'm hurt by love.
Oh, yes. Gregory Isaacs, that is Night Nurse. Dave says Night Nurse. He's even put it himself. Oh, matron. Hello. Right, so good old Yorkshire pudding. Says, so a giant Yorkshire pudding with a full English breakfast, Mikey.
Now, that I can be with 100%. I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. And also, while we're talking this, as a dinner, not as a breakfast, when you put loads of mash and you've got some mincemeat in
peas
there,
with
gravy
in there,
and peas in there, in a large, I'd be with that. I'd be on with that.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, having bacon and egg and sausage and all that in it, I'm trying to think, what is the use of the Yorkshire pudding?
It just holds it all
together. I love Yorkshire pudding, but holds it together.
Holds it together like a bucket.
There's some certain fast food places that do. There we go. There's chicken in a bucket.
Yeah.
I mean, when did that become fashionable? Why are we eating food out of buckets?
Yeah.
When did that become a thing?
Do you know, I think that was B&Q.
They had 99 pence, buy one, get six for free.
Yeah,
offer.
That's it, yeah. And you get a free chicken in the bottom.
Chicken in a bucket. I mean, it's like soup in a basket. It's like when you go to some of these working men's clubs, they do chicken and chips in a basket.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Chicken and chips.
Yeah, chicken and chips
in a basket.
I was going
to quickly change the subject. Grand National yesterday. I sent you a message, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, and guess who won it?
Yes, you did. Yeah, you did tell me.
Yeah, and so I've got to collect my winnings tomorrow.
How much to put on?
Okay, I've cut the quid, but I've got a bit coming back.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Was it one of those 850-1 jobs?
No. It was not a favourite, but it was there, you know.
All right.
Yes, I won that anyway. So yeah, so carry on.
Yeah. So chicken and chips in a basket.
That's Liverpool. Chicken and chips.
When did the basket suddenly materialise? Can't I have it on a plate? Am I being a little bit too snobbish, yeah?
Yeah, no, let's just say it's in a cardboard box, you know. Yeah. You can imagine a working man's club, can't you? And if the chip man comes round with chicken and chips.
Do you know what? That's what you don't see anymore. Do you remember you used to be sitting in a pub years ago? We're talking about 80s, I suppose, and
War
early
cry.
90s.
War cry.
Yeah. You used to get the fish man come round. Look at like a... And they used to do it in the cinema as well, with drinks and choc ices, the woman at the interval.
Yeah.
I'm sounding really old.
No, I remember it all.
And you also get the guy with the dodgy DVDs or CDs come round. Do you remember they used to turn up in every pub?
Yeah.
They've probably all been captured now, obviously.
Yeah.
That used to be a thing.
The film. There was a film out in the cinema, and they got it on DVD.
Yeah.
I've no idea where they used to get this stuff from.
No.
But they used to walk around and you go and you see people going, oh yeah, go on then, I'll have a copy of so and so, and you think, what's all this about? Does he just go pub to pub to pub?
Yeah.
Strange.
Well, they used to, didn't they? But that's what it used to be like.
It was, yeah.
And we used to enjoy it. And then you get the war choir come round, that was all right.
Yeah.
Had a chat with us.
And the seafood bloke. Same sort of thing, in the basket round the neck.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Very strange. You don't see them anymore.
No peas, no. No cockles, yeah, but no peas.
And another thing, while we're talking about this food business.
Yeah.
When you go for a drink, you walk into the bar or you walk into the club and you see the burger van.
Yeah.
And you go, there's no way I'm going to eat anything from there. Look at that state of that van.
Botulism.
Yeah, on wheels.
Yeah.
You used to have a few drinks, you come out and you go, oh, burger van, let's go and get a burger.
Yeah, or kebab van.
Yeah, or kebab van, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we used to do it. Oh, yeah. Oh, loads of chilli sauce. Yeah, loads of that on there. Gives a couple of chillies as well.
I couldn't be having that chilli sauce. It used to burn my lips.
Yeah.
And I like hot food, but I didn't like it on that.
I don't mind a bit of chilli sauce, but, you know, yeah.
On a kebab now, I just like mayonnaise. Nothing else, just some mayonnaise.
Oh, I like garlic sauce on my... Or burger sauce.
Burger sauce, yeah. That kebab burger sauce. Thousand Island dressing, is that?
That's not Thousand Island dressing, is it?
That goes on
prawns and that, seafood sauce and all that. Yeah, no, burger sauce. It's an American type thing, but not too heavy.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I found recently the prawns are very high in cholesterol, you know.
Are they?
Yeah, I never realised.
They're only little, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Very high in cholesterol.
Wow. Yeah.
Push your cholesterol through the roof, they will.
Well, best eat not so many of them then.
But I love a prawn.
I love a prawn.
Nice bit of prawn sandwich. Love it.
Walking down the road there, it is prawn.
Love a sandwich.
Yeah, prawn sandwich. Yeah, brown bread.
Cocktails, prawn cocktail in a sandwich, wallop, get that down your neck. Oh, lovely.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, we are quite sophisticated, really.
Oh, yeah, I'm very suffocated.
Yeah, down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, our friends up in North, and what's this? Oh, pickled eggs.
Oh, don't start me off on pickled eggs. I love a pickled egg. When I used to pop round the chip shop, which was just round the Hatch Road, I think it's in, that's the one, a Golden Fish Bar or something. Really, really good food they have in there. And I used to nip round there, get myself a piece of cod, two pickled eggs. Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
And I tried them, never had them.
I've tried it.
6 months ago, I tried one. I haven't stopped eating them since.
No, they're great, aren't they? I like them as well.
Yeah.
Because I remember back in the day, we used to go swimming with the air cadets and all that. And then we used to go in the fish and chip shop.
Yeah.
So, portion of chips, sausage or whatever. Banana fritters and pineapple fritters.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll tell you something else. Going back to the fish and chip shop. I don't like cucumber, but right. I like a pickled cucumber.
Or a gherkin.
Yeah, or a gherkin, or a wally, as I call it.
A wallies, yeah.
I don't understand where I got that word from. It's just something I picked up from my mum and dad.
That was a London thing, wasn't it, a wally?
I'll have a wally with that, please, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, a wally, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, gherkin. Wow. So that's what you get in a McDonald's one, is it, a gherkin?
Pickled gherkin.
So pickled eggs, we're on that now. Why would you want soup in a basket? It will seep through.
That was the point. It was a joke.
It was a joke. .com. Debbie's.
Is somebody really write that?
Yeah, Dave. Yeah.
Oh, Dave.
When I call him on my phone and in my car, I say, call David Hardware. Right. Call in David Hardware.
All right.
Oh, well, there you are. What is it? It's 12 minutes to Sanfrey. So, it's cool, isn't it? What sort of, you know.
Yeah, I like Dave.
Dave's a good bloke.
I love Dave.
Yeah, he's
love
a good bloke. Yeah, so we're going to play, what should we do next? Let's do it to this one then. Right. Remember the song Raw Silk? Do it to the music?
Oh, yes.
Tune. Yep, yeah. Yeah, here we are. Loving it, loving it, loving it.
Mm-hmm.
we've got some nice tracks, a couple of Northern Soul, a couple of minute tracks coming up for you in a minute. Love on the Mountaintop and Dean Parrish, Determination. Do it! So, right, so we've now got... We're going culinary, aren't we? Yeah. Banana sandwich, Mikey.
My mum used to love them. I can't get into them.
Lisa likes banana on toast.
I've never tried that.
No.
Would it be?
It's the same, isn't it?
It's got to be the same, except it's the toasted of the bread would make it taste slightly different, I suppose.
Yeah, I reckon.
No, I don't know about that one. But banana sandwiches, no, I can't.
No, that's not me either.
No.
No. Anyway, it's fruit.
Yeah.
One of your five a day, not.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we haven't got much longer to go in that banana sandwich. There's a thought. So there we are then. That's Do It To The Music, Get Moving. Let's Do It To The Music. Zemphy is coming up. She's sitting here twiddling her thumbs and getting ready to go. So what we got is we've got two songs and Northern Soul back to back. Robert Knight, Love on the Mountaintop, and Dean Parrish, Determination. These are two classic tracks on their way for you right now.
Away from the sensation.
Dean Parrish. He's a legend in the big wide world of Northern Soul. That was called Determination. We just talked about the Northern Soul Shuffle. Amazing. Yep. I believe Dave's actually very good at that, Northern Soul Shuffle. Yeah, I think so, yeah. But, yeah, I've watched it so many times. It's very good, but not for me, though. So there we are. That's Dean Parrish and Love on a Mountaintop, Determination. Right, leaving you with this. This is Talk to Me. Lou Curtin. Yeah. Oh, mind that. Oh, no, no. We used to call it Blue Curtain. So anyway, this is Lou Curtin. For me, Nige, whatever you do, have a great rest of your week. So Zenf is next. Send the playlist. Send Destination Dawn. And then Mikey for breakfast in the morning. So for me, good night. Take care. 1 minute of this. And it's Zenfy. Good night. Take care. Love you all long time. Good night.
I finally found the answers to remove all doubts and fears. It's hard to love someone when they only halfway there. I'm so full of love, baby.